Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pleased to be joined by the head coach of the number one ranked team in boys 2A hockey here in the state of Minnesota, Lee Smith. Lee, congrats on a great start. Always good to visit with you.
Yeah, it's always nice to visit with you too, Steve. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, here we are, another season, and looks like you got another good team. But, Lee, you know how this goes. You've been around a while. It's a long season. There's a lot of good teams on that schedule, and the idea that you're going to run the table, it's a tall order.
Oh, we don't even worry about the fact of trying to run the table. last year at this time, were making teams seasons by letting them beat us, and we learned a lot, and then we got better at the end, and we peaked at the right time and gave Edina a good game there at the state tournament final, and we feel good about what we accomplished, and we're just trying to get better for this year. We know that last year we're the team that was the team that was trying to hunt the others, and this year we're being hunted, so different feeling.
Yeah, and Lee, you've been in that spot before, you know, at Eden Prairie, the ebbs and flows, and, you know, knowing night in and night out you're going to get a team's best shot. That's kind of fun, though, and I'm sure the kids respond to that.
No question about it. You know, the one thing we've always tried to do is put together a schedule to help our kids develop and to be able to get better as the season goes on, and also to help our kids have the opportunity beyond high school hockey to play junior hockey, college hockey, and we're lucky enough to have some kids in the NHL, so that's always fun.
Yeah, and in the Lake Conference alone, you're going to get generally night in and night out pretty good games. I mean, there's some phenomenal rivalries, and then you go beyond that, and you play a great non-conference schedule, and you get the sense that all of these programs over the years that have they want that. They want to play big games as much as they can because it gets you ready for the end of February and March when it really matters.
No question about it. The only way you can learn about your team is to be challenged, and night in and night out, that's what our goal is. And, you know, we've already had some real good games. The Hermantown team, even though they're Class A, phenomenal team, Blake Biondi and some of his teammates, great players. And then the other night we played Stillwater, and Greg Zanin's doing a great job in his first year there. So they have a really good team. And so, you know, we're going to have three games here upcoming this week with Elk River, Grand Rapids, and Edina. And we'll learn a lot from the experience of playing in that tournament, and we're thankful that we've been in part of that for a long time.
And how do you pace your team? Because ultimately you want to peak at the end of the year. And when you're playing so many great games and there's so much emotion, or is that part of getting better that, you know, hey, you know, they're young kids and they can handle the emotion and that many big games?
Well, I think the biggest thing you try to learn is the mentality of your team and things that make them play harder and things that deter them from playing hard. And I think we know that every time we put our jerseys on that, you know, we're a target. And so we like that feeling. We play against really good programs and really good coaches. And so we get defensed a lot of different ways. And that helps us learn about ourselves too, and helps us try to figure out what we need to get better at to give ourselves a chance at the end.
And Lee, you've got to feel pretty good knowing that there's some middle stats on that roster. That's a pretty good hockey family.
Well, there's no question about that. The thing that people probably don't know about them is not only are they really good hockey players, they're wonderful people and great leaders, and mom and dad have never say a word other than what can we do to help your program. So they just stay out of it. They enjoy watching their kids play. They let us coach, and they're really good examples for the rest of the parents and Eden Prairie.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, beyond the middle stats and what they're doing on the stat sheet. You know, goaltending, so huge, no matter what the level, beyond the middle stats and what they're doing on the stat sheet. You know, goaltending, so huge, no matter what the level, high school, college, pro, you name it, you got to get good goaltending, and it looks like you got a good one.
Yeah, we're really happy. You know, Axel was someone that just kept working his way up through the system. He was behind a lot of guys through the Bantams and stuff, but continued to grow, continued to work hard, and he's just a good kid, and he's very stable, and we feel really good with him back there. And if somehow he got injured, Eli Andrews, our backup, is really a good goalie, and so we feel very fortunate with both of them back there. They're both pretty calm, and that's a good thing to have in the Nets.
Is that what you look for in goalies? The even keel, the steady Eddie, and it helped Axel Rosenlund. You brought up your senior goaltender. That probably helps as well. You know, having a senior between the pipes.
No question about it. Him returning from last year's great run. Last year we ended up using three goalies, but by the end of the year, he was the guy that stood out and gave us the best chance to win games. And, you know, the thing we just talk about is, you know, to try to eliminate the bad goal. Every goalie can't be perfect. So if you can save the ones you should and give your team a chance, then it's their job to clear rebounds and do things like that. So we're not looking for someone to necessarily steal games just to give us a good chance.
You know, you look at that top 10, and I said this earlier in the program when I told folks you're going to be joining us, Lee, is that, you know, there's so much good hockey played not only here in the Twin Cities area but outstate. You know, those top 10 rankings are going to change and ebbs and flows, and, you know, you can really pick out any of these teams and say they have a chance to win the state title come March in St. Paul, and that's what's so exciting.
Well, there's no question if you'd go through the sections that you would see that every team, if the number one team or the number two team would walk out of that section right now, every one of them would be someone that could win the state tournament. It used to be in the past that the southern section would struggle a little bit in the state tournament, but Lakeville North and Lakeville South, they really got it going over there. Great coaching, good players. So Section 1 isn't the section that it used to be where you would look at that and say, oh, that'd be the team you want to play. I don't think there's really one section that you feel that way this year. I think every section has really good teams, and some sections have two, three, four teams that could give it a run. So, yeah, you know, it's going to be quite a battle down the stretch.
And it's amazing how quick it goes. Here we are, a week away from Christmas Eve already, and you get into the new year, and then you get into the meat of it. It does go quickly, and it's just amazing. Before you know it, we're going to be talking sections, which is scary.
Yeah, we have a lot of time before that, thank goodness. But you're right, it happens fast. You know, we've only played four games, and most teams have played seven or eight. But by the end of 2 weeks now, we'll have two tournaments here back-to-back, so we'll be up to 10 games after the next 2 weeks, and we'll know a lot more about ourselves.
Yeah, and do you like those tournaments and the idea that you're playing back-to-back? Because you get a lot of games in a short period of time, and I know coaches love to practice, but I'm sure the kids love to play games, so it's kind of a little balance there over the holidays to give the kids a lot of games and let them have fun.
No question about it. And what we really learned, Steve, it forces us to play our full roster. When you play a Tuesday, Saturday, you can rely on the middle stats or a couple other guys within that lineup. But when you play three nights in a row, you're forced to play your bench, and you're forced to learn a lot more about what kids can do and what they can't. And then you can kind of hone in when you get to January on who the guys are that's going to be there for the final push.
All right, Lee, it gets busy in a hurry starting Thursday. The Edina Holiday Classic at Braemar. You got Elk River, Zimmerman, Grand Rapids, and, of course, that game with Edina. And then you're going to be at Dakota Ice Center, St. Thomas Academy, and Chaska. Also Moorhead as well in that one. Lee, always great to visit with you. And hopefully as the season moves on, we can visit again.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's fun to talk to you. You're so knowledgeable, and I appreciate all you do for high school sports beyond the pros. So thank you for your time.
All right, there he is, Lee Smith, number one ranked 2A boys hockey, Eden Prairie, 4-0 out of the gate with wins over Creighton, Durham, Hull, Hermantown, Brainerd, and Stillwater, and a lot of great holiday hockey tournaments for the boys and girls. So between now and the start of the new year, we're going to learn a lot about the top teams in the state for the boys and the girls.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.